כן. So we're learning הלכות בן אדם לחברו. And today we're going to talk about איך רואים פועל ושכיר. פועלים זה right. People, workers and employees.
Worker and a boss.
Okay, כן. כל ההלכות האלה. טוב. פועל העובד בקבלנות, דהיינו המקבל שכר עבור התוצאה המוגמר או על ביצוע עבודה כולה ולא משועבד לעבוד בשעות מסוימות. Talking about the situation, if a guy doesn't work per hour, he works per project. Okay? For example, person works is a contractor, he's building a building. Usually they write down in the contract how long it's supposed to take, but he doesn't get paid per hour, he gets paid per project, right? Painting an apartment, you don't get paid per hours. Stuff like that. במידה הוא בעל הבית הונאו או הוא הונא את בעל הבית, יכול המעוניין בכך לבטל את ההתקשרות ביניהם. Right? If they find out afterwards, I don't think it's after the work, okay, before the work, they find out that what the guy charged him was either too much, or he finds out that the guy told him the wrong price and it's very low. So even though they decided about the price, they're allowed to cancel the deal. Both sides could cancel the deal. Okay, there's an average, and that's what you go by.
Does it say how he found out?
You checked, what do you mean? Average. The קבלן, okay. And if it's someone already did the job, that was done. Job was done already. Now what do you do now? So he has to give him the difference. If he charged too much, he has to give him back. Charged too less, the guy has to pay him more. Okay? You in America? You're here.
Sick.
You were sick. Baruch Hafei Choli. Being sick in Israel is better than being healthy in America.
Wow.
It's true.
That's it. You got it.
It's true.
So it's a lumpish thing, I know. Hashem.
Now that's without a written contract.
What? Well, what I'm saying right here?
There's no written contract.
No, even if there's a written contract.
He already agreed on it.
Yeah, they agreed, everything's a contract, but then he finds out that the guy, let's say the price of painting in Yerushalayim, the price of painting an apartment, three-room apartment, I'd say it's 1,500 shekels. Okay, that's the average price. The guy charged him 3,000 shekels, 50% more.
And he agrees.
100%, I'm sorry, 100% more, right? And he agrees. He could afterwards, and the guy painted, and then he finds out. He doesn't know, he's in the country for a few months. He doesn't know the price of it. And then he tells a friend, I got a good deal. I paid only 3,000 shekels. 3,000 shekels you paid, you're crazy.
I can do better.
That's not the price in this country. Maybe in America that's the price. In Israel, you pay 1,500 shekels. So he goes to Beis Din, right? And the Beis Din tells the guy, listen, pay him back the 1,500 shekels that he stole from him.
But what if he's really happy with the job?
So what?
What
doesn't have to go and cancel. I'm just saying he could. What do you say?
And if the painter says, prove that you paid me that much.
Usually you write down.
That's what he said. Yeah,
right. I use better paint. How about that?
How much better paint?
This
much. So Gamma Choliot, if he uses a special, he can prove that he used this thing which is not, it's more than standard or whatever.
Paint from America that was guaranteed mold proof for 5 years and has English and Spanish on it.
There you go.
It's expensive.
Very.
I need one of those. The garden of mold in my house was blooming.
You have mold?
I don't know, we cleaned it.
Oh, thank God.
I'll bring you the quart.
Boric acid is better than Economico.
What's that?
Boric acid.
What's a boric acid?
You go to a pharmacy and buy a few grams, 7 or 10 grams, for crystals of boric acid. Put it in water. You wear a mask, wear gloves.
Boric acid?
Boric. It kills it.
Chumsat bolit.
Chumsat bolit?
Good.
Ah, okay.
It kills it much better than economic.
Yeah.
It takes longer for it to grow back.
Really?
You also bought, so it doesn't grow back again.
You have to wear gloves and everything, right?
Yeah, yeah, gloves, the goggles, your face, your eyes. Windows open.
It's dangerous.
Okay.
Let the painter do it. Don't do it. Let somebody do it.
No, like cleaning, just cleaning the thing.
And find out where the leak is. That's called
the leak. The leak is called the wall.
Okay.
The wall is leaking.
So you have the wall. It's a tomb look like you.
Okay, it's like either spray from outside or paint from inside.
Both.
Well, or both.
Because what happens is what you see on the wall is just part of it. Inside, the concrete is eaten up.
Listen, the Barabai doesn't care. It's not my apartment. If a wall falls, I'll go to a different apartment. He doesn't do it.
Good.
You know, so they have to use a special primer, and we had to change the color of the paint.
Thank you. Color of the paint, that's the easiest. So, Baita, Halacha, Halacha. Wow.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Not paint. Paint, forget paint. He's saying now that what we said until now, that there's a difference, there's mischarging and stuff that someone's working for you, fixing your car or whatever. It's only by movable objects. You have fixing your car, he charges in a crazy amount, or he's building you a table and it's a crazy amount. Only by that. But if it's by painting, like walls or fixing the floors and everything, he could charge whatever he wants.
Oh, because of a service maybe? Would
it be for the job. Whatever he wants. We said there's no ona'a regarding not unmovable objects which are not movable. I mean, someone sells an apartment, he can sell it for whatever price he wants. Right? So also stuff that has to do with the apartment. Painting or fixing the floors or stuff which are not movable. The person can charge whatever he wants for that. And you go find out the prices before. But if it's movable objects, then you can cancel the deal. That is interesting. Okay. Yeah. Now, if someone gets paid per day, per hour, it gets not per job. Let's say every day I'll give you 150 shekels. Okay? No, just said it. Every hour I'll give you 30 shekels, 40 shekels, 50 shekels, whatever it is. Yeah? And the person, he says, I'll work for you, but I want you to pay me, and he says an amount which is more than 16% of the average of this specific job that he's going to do. Okay? The guy who's paying can't come afterwards and complains, oh, you charge me too much. No, that's what I charge. You didn't want me. You could take a different worker. No one told you to take me. That's what I charge. You don't like it. Go take someone else. Okay? But if the money is still in the guy's hands, and he found out that they charge him too much, he's allowed to take off from that money and give him the average. So again, if you already paid him, the money's off still. But if he still has the money in his hand, and he finds out that the guy charged him too much, he can pay him less. He can clean off the money that he didn't pay you. Okay. Okay. פועל קבלן שסיכם מעשה קניין עם בעל הבית אחרי מסוים עבור עבודה התברר אחר כך שתאו חישוב עלות העבודה או החומרים הנדרשים לה ובניכר מידה יותר מוצע עבודה רשאי בעל הבית לבטל את ההסכם שבין Now if someone you hired someone to do a job in your house, do something and then per job, per project, per job, Not per hours or days, and then the price is he made a mistake. He gave you a price, but he made a mistake. He saw that the material that he needs to use is more expensive than he thought. So he wants to raise the price, or the job takes a lot longer than I thought. I want to raise the price. So the balabai, it's before the work. The balabai could say, no, that price I don't agree. Even though he agreed to hire him already, and hired him, and he came already, and he comes in the morning, and he's, no, in Israel it works a lot like this.
Yeah.
Moving is very common. He tells you, he took you on the phone, how much do you charge for a 3-room apartment to move? I live on the first floor, I'm moving to a third floor, whatever. The stairs, no elevator. He tells you 5,000 shekels. Good. But he comes to the apartment in the morning to move.
Too much stuff.
5,000? No, I didn't mean that. It's so much work. That's 7,000 shekels. You can cancel him on the spot. Say, okay, fine. See the door? Shalom, I'll hire someone else. It works, by the way, they'll lower back. Or they'll leave, but they usually won't leave because they lose a day of work. But according to Halacha, you let it down called Tuv Shalom.
The opposite. It should be that since he already said it,
you should hold it. Yeah, right. No, but they to begin with. They know they're going to charge more. They come with that mind for it. They come and they say, oh, this, already you hired him. No, Allah, do the work. I'll give you another 2,000 shekels. But so, you can cancel him on the spot. What are you going to do? You're stuck. It's the day you have to move.
You can't
move
the apartment.
Okay, and everything's ready? Okay.
Got it.
Got it, yeah. Okay. If it's before the work, we said.
Yeah, well, what you can do is you can do a double. You can say, you told me on the phone 5, you get 5, or you go. And also, I will advertise for the entire town
that this guy is. I'll tell you this. I hired someone once.
Messing around with you, huh?
I hired someone to move my apartment.
That also depends on who.
I hired someone to move the apartment, an Arab. So the only time I hired an Arab, the last time I hired an Arab, I did a shiputz on my apartment in Tzfat. Only Jews. It cost me a lot more than if I would have hired an Arab. I was willing to pay almost double. So Jews
peace
do the job.
Peace of mind.
Okay. Anyways, I hired these Arabs to move my apartment. Besides the fact they destroyed my stuff, he does one nagla. He could have filled up the truck. I know. I used to work in moving. There's ways to fill up a truck.
Mm-hmm.
He put everything like that.
Nice.
Instead of stacking things in the normal way, you can fill up a whole truck in one time. Move up. He did everything like that. He says, and then he comes to Zella, I'm not doing it twice. Once. Well, you move only once. I said, once? No money, leave. I'll get someone else to do the rest. He said, no, ma. I said, no, ma, don't bring it. I start Zola. I said, no, no, Zola.
Wow.
I'm going to help you. You're going to do work. I said, you want extra money? He said, yeah, I told him, you know, and then he didn't want. I told him, you know what, I'll add the whatever, 900 shekels. And he did the whole work. I gave him a check.
It wasn't an account that was open, so.
It was an account that was. There was no money if you keep doing it.
Nice.
Just kick him off.
I like your style.
No, he's a shakran. He's a ganav. I'm not the ganav.
Arabs are great if you want to be destroyed.
But he can make trouble for you.
No, he didn't make trouble. He can make trouble for me. I'll take him to.
Arabs are great if he wants to be destroyed.
Or stolen.
They were.
You know, here in the yeshiva, they used to be Arabs working. No Arabs working here. They used to be Arabs working here when they were building.
Yeah.
They bought from Nechoshe, from copper. Copper is expensive. Not more than stamp metal, right? Not very expensive, but it's more than metal. Things for the sewer, because it stays very strong and it stays, doesn't get destroyed. And they were stolen. I remember the guy, Yaakov Oiz. Hefah, yali po arba. Kol echad ola 80 shekels. Suddenly, it doesn't go 20 shekels, it's expensive. And the Brazil.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's, there's gun
nuts
in every community.
No. They have a school.
They have
their
job. To steal.
Yeah.
They have a mitzvah to destroy.
In the
really?
Yeah.
They wrote it for themselves?
Yeah, especially from someone who's not an Arab.
Yeah.
Who's not a Muslim.
Not Muslim.
They have a commandment to steal, lie, and cheat, and kill any non-Muslim.
No, you see?
It's written in their halakha.
Shavrach shebikesh meroch shizikem ha-mechir abu tikkun sheibutza yadeo. Malach ha-avodah yitbarash ati avodah murkevet yoter yikara yoter ma shechashav tchila. Yim haya yadua lo api nisyono shetechen ha-avodah tise murkevet usbech yoter yukhaz sikem ha-avodah mechir. Tov avani vasif ha-schar. Oh, this happens all the time. Okay? If you hire now an installator, a home installator.
Plumber,
okay. Plumber they use, right? They use in America. So you hire a plumber, and he tells you, for changing this pipe, because I think the job, he tells you the price is this and this. And comes out the price, and then it was more complicated than you thought, and you had to spend more hours and use the things. Not your problem, it's his problem. What should one do if he's a plumber? Tell the guy, I think this will be the price according to what I see right now. But it could be otherwise. I don't know.
Right.
Depends what goes on inside. I hired a guy like that also. And he told me ahead of time. He said, I think this is the price.
it costs me a certain amount of money to come inspect, and then I go from there. That kind of
okay,
thing.
Because it could be, I don't know exactly how it's going to be. Sometimes he has to take out more tiles, and then he has to buy more material. And it's a lot of times like that. But especially when people do work pipes, electricity, stuff like that, sometimes things mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, now talk about shinuim b'tnaei avoda. The changes in the tnaei avoda, in the tnaei avoda. No?
Conditions of work.
כן. מה אתה יודע עברית? אתה עושה צחוק עלינו.
אתה
יודע מצוין. כן? עובד או פועל שהתחיל בעבודותיו. Is a worker, someone's working for you, right? And he started working. You can't change now the contract without agreeing with the guy. Okay? Work till 8 o'clock, you get this and that money. Then at 8 o'clock, only one more hour. I need for one more hour. Pay me more. This happens a lot in my life. I tell you, she's a photographer. She goes to places, they tell her, 3 hours, not more than 3 hours. And after 3 hours, she says, I'm leaving now. No, no, please stay only for another. Usually, she would charge more. They tell her for 4 hours, and she'll charge her 4 hours, right? 5 hours. It's not to that. So what do you do? Ken? So the person who hired you can't change this in the middle. You want to change in the middle, you pay more. Mm-hmm. Just paint also this wall. Take you no time. Just paint the wall. I'll pay it. Just pay extra. Okay. Can't change the contract where you agreed with the agreement with the person who's working for you in the middle of the contract.
Well, that's only if it's like a contract rate. If you're hourly, you're getting paid hourly.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, we said at the beginning. It goes both ways too, right? The person doing the work can't say, oh, now it will cost you an extra 1,000 shekels or something. You can't change that either.
No, no, you keep it...
keep it the same.
Yeah. Okay.
But he said that even if somebody agrees on something and a price, and then he finds out it's not the there's an average... is less, he can go back and say, I want the money back. So that was interesting. Right? That's what you were saying.
What?
Right? Somebody goes and has a job done, and they pay a certain amount of money, and then he finds out after, if the average is less, you can cancel and get the money back. That's what you were telling us in the beginning.
Not cancel. If the job was done, was done.
I'm not, you know.
If you get back the
money. But it's actually agreed upon rate, right? Why should people be able to go back?
If it's stuff which are movable objects, it's called an ah.
Right, if it's a service, painting or something.
No, that's yeah, we said that. But if it's even building a furniture, stuff like that, there's no house on that. But that's like a person that always say, what do you mean, my furniture? You know,
right.
My furniture.
Right, it's very hard.
But there are things which are average. Mechanical, fixing cars, is average prices. The average prices for if you go to Toyota itself, the average price if you go to Abu Dhabi or wherever it's called. Yeah.
Location is
possible
more than
awesome.
Okay.
Not worthy to have a car fixed in there.
Asagat gvul be'ovdim. Oved, poel, o memale tafkid b'mekom avodatam. Asur shachnayam lazor ve'lavor b'mekom acher t'murat atavot mafligot v'atachot shonot. Bemida v'igarem gach nezek mamoni yashir l'mekom avodatam. Im ve'od mutar lefarsem l'yadei v'siyatam shel otam ovdim shechofsim oved mumche b'sachar rav. This country, not only in media, it's very like. If it's a stool for you, there's a certain guy, let's say, who's working, he works in one place. He works, he teaches or whatever, I don't know what he does. And you want him for your place. So you're not allowed to go, and you know that if you take him, that place will lose. So you can't go and say, listen, I promise you double the salary. Just come to us. In the media world, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Whoever pays them more, that's where they go to.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
They'll be righty in this radio station. Then they'll go to other. They'll be left. I go to this, I'll be a racist. I go to this, I'll be a leftist. Whatever you charge, they'll pay. Whoever pay, that's what they are. Money talks. Okay? It's a stool. So it's a stool to go to someone, but you could advertise in the area. We're looking for a mumche, we'll get a lot of money, and let them be convinced by themselves. But you can't go to them and convince them to leave their job if their job will be harmed by that.
It's so common. It's done so commonly.
Yeah, but we're Jews, we have to know the halachot.
No, it is common. So you say you can't...
Can't go to someone. And if you know, right, that his position is a very important position in the place, if you take him away, the place will lose because of that. And convince him to move to different places. That's all.
Even if you want to offer him different benefits than he's receiving at this
point. Better, yeah, a lot better. How are you going to convince him to move? Better.
That he could do it on his own free will.
Right? Yeah, but you could advertise where he will find out, and he'll come. But yeah, but you won't go.
In the States, there are people who are called headhunters.
That's what they do.
Their job is to, company A wants executive or junior contact company B, says, I want that guy, you get him over to my company.
And they pay him a lot of money.
Percentage, yeah.
Ah, that's a job. There's a job like that.
Yeah.
So it's a stool.
Why is it a stool?
Why?
Because they can do damage to
you're causing harm to the other company.
If it doesn't cause harm...
Don't hire somebody else.
No, but he's the mover.
Oh, he's the CEO of this company.
Exactly. He's the CEO of the company. You know what? It's a hospital. He's the only eye surgeon in the hospital. They take him. Now what are they going to do now?
Come to my hospital.
Okay. What are you going to do now? Oh, stuff like that. That's not a worker. It's not a worker. Yeah, of course you can hire him. But get a different worker. But some people are important.
Mm-hmm.
Key people, key.
And Shem Aftech in Hebrew, you say. I don't know, you say that also?
They're key people.
Key people. They know the
quite
job.
Common.
Key people.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good profession, headhunting.
Ah, come on.
You understand the logic there?
It builds everything there.
No, yeah. My uncle was a headhunter, or was a headhunter before he retired. Made a lot of money.
When was this?
So,
50 years ago.
80.
Yeah, 80s. There's none in it. Now it's not
מקום עבודה שהשקיע בהתקדמותם המקצועית של עובדיו, בשליחתם לקורסים והכשרות ממונם של המעביד ובתמורה, כיבוש עולה במקום אחר באותו מקצוע במשך שנים, אותה נקראת עבודם. כן. עברו למקום אחר, בניגוד להתחייבות, מחויבים להחזיר למעביד הראשון את מלוא הסכום שהוציא לקדומה, מהרה בכל מקרה עשו לעובד לגלות תחום מקצועי של כמותו, אף אחד של השעה. Very interesting. יפה מאוד. If you're hired by someone and they spend a lot of money, they put you to do a course and to learn everything, and you sign a contract that part of your work is that you're not going to work at this work in a different company in the next 5 years, only work by us. Okay, so it's assumed for you, it's assumed for you to go now during that time that you signed in the contract that you won't go work somewhere else and go work there. And if you do go to somewhere else, they could sue you and based in, and you'll have to pay them all the expenses they had on your training. They spend 3,000 on your training, you'll have to pay. And in any case, even after the contract is over and you go work somewhere else, you cannot go now and reveal
trade secrets.
Right, secrets. That's still the right.
Can't do what?
Reveal trade secrets.
What?
Trade secrets. Confidential information.
Right. You can't go work for Coke and then work for Pepsi and say here's how they make it.
Right. But what does it stipulate if you were fired or quit, or is it doesn't matter either way? Wow. Even if you're fired.
Normally they have a binding trade secret agreement that if you reveal any company information, you can not only be sued, but you can be prosecuted.
Okay. Wow. Now, another case is working. If a person, you know that this specific company, there's no need for more workers. All the workers are in, everything's good.
Right.
And he goes to the owners, the barabai, to the boss, listen, I'm better than your workers, and I'll give you even less, you have to pay me less, and as a result of that, he'll hire this person, and send up a different person, it's a soul. Can't cause a person to hire you at the expense of someone else. Even if you're better.
What if he's an Arab or a Thailander?
Maybe I don't know. I'm talking about Jews over here. I don't know about the guy. And he can't even go there and say, when he finished with the contract with this person, I want to be the next one. That's true, because he could sign with this guy the next one. If he doesn't sign with this guy, then you could go and be there. But tell him, listen, if you have a free job, fine, I don't want to go in. But you can't go and say, let's sign now for the end of the contract.
Isn't that capitalism? What? Yeah, how do you do any business?
What do you mean?
If, let's say, you're going to sell a company on your services.
You're going to
sell a company on your services. And you say, I can offer you copy machines at a lower price than what you're paying at Xerox.
Right.
And they say, great, my contract ends in 6 months. Come back in 6 months. So you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, but you can't sign the contract now.
Oh, you have to wait until the contract's over. Okay. Because otherwise you'd be living in communistic or socialism.
Right. I mean, like,
No, but this is only if... I'll tell you what, it's only if the guy will continue working with them. If the guy anyways at the end of the contract, he looks around again in the market, and he's looking for other services,
Most people don't change unless it's offered to them. Most people, you're happy with the guy, he's doing good service, okay, so you bet. Now somebody comes along, I can save you
10%. Right, he didn't know he was going to be able to save that money anyway.
Right, yeah, I can save you 20%. I used to do that all the time. I mean, to go to the company and say, I can save you money. I mean, so like, you're saying like okay, no, he can't do it.
It's not the same. It's not the same what you're saying. They're going to fire someone?
Maybe.
Yeah, they're going to let him go. He's not going to use his service. Maybe he has 2% on a credit card machine. I can get it for 1%. I mean, he's going to lose his contract.
No, but we're talking about services versus employees.
Yeah, I think it's like people.
Okay,
let's say, so one of my jobs was auditing freight bills for companies, right? We go in and we say, we can save you money. We'll also audit your freight bills.
Well, that's a service.
It's a service, but you don't need your staff now. Because we'll do it for free. Go with us, we do it for free. You don't have to pay us anything, and you save that $40,000 you're paying someone. So you can't do that. You said.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
That's what it says.
Don't know.
Listen, if you believe, they pronounce this from Shammai, so advertise.
Of course.
Let it work.
This was 10 years ago. This was.
Before you used to make brachos on apples and stuff. Now you do kosher food, right?
Amen.
Baruch Hashem. You should only do simchas.
Amen.
Tov. Yeah, one more halacha, then we go then kedi shalom. Mutar lifnat l'oved hora or lechol oved mumche b'tchum kolshu shesim etchayivuto la'avod b'makom pluni yavor b'makom acher. Very good. You let it go to someone and say, when you finish the contract, come work by me. That you let it do.
Oh, so it's in there.
You finish the contract, come to me. No, you go to the guy who works. Let's say the guy who's the principal of a school. You want him by you. He's the best principal in the area. So you let it go to him and say, listen, I want you to come to me. But not because... It's not that he'll quit his job to come to you. Is that contract ended? Now he can decide what he wants to do in life.
Okay.
Either go on. Then you're allowed to bring him over to you. Okay. So זה על עכשיו.
זה
על אחות. Now.
Went to what's in your bonus around Sadi Beis, Sadi Gimel.
Not up to that yet. I'm sorry. Just
on, you know. Or
MP. Design, yeah.
It's about acquiring something that didn't happen yet.
Right,
can you make a kinyan on this? It didn't happen. So you're saying you were acquiring this guy, basically come work with me after.
Mafkid. Rabbi Meir. Ain't other Mafkid. Even Rabbi Meir.
You're talking about the ideal situation, the ideal world.
I'm talking about you. I don't care what people do. I care what you do. what do I do? I need to keep the halacha. So I won't do this. I won't go and tell someone, leave your job and I'll pay you more. Because I know the halacha. But I could go to someone and tell them, when you finish the contract, I want you to come work by me. And that's okay. So now I know the halacha, and now I'm going to do that. What, people don't do good? The whole world is corrupted. So what? I don't have to do good because of that? I need to learn halacha. The people in this room need to learn halacha. So we're learning halacha.
You know, you told us halacha, sorry to interrupt you, you told us halacha a couple classes back, about not being able to charge a certain amount of money to use a credit card. Do you remember what in Israel, you said if you can only have up to a certain amount of money, like a 25 check or something.
You don't charge. In Israel, yeah. You can't.
So is that really a deal? Because I keep on seeing a place over here. I don't want to mention name, but in Gula, that you have to have 40 shekels is the minimum.
I don't know how much is the minimum.
Oh, you don't. It's not 25 shekels. Okay.
I don't know. I just set down an example. I don't know what there is a minimum. I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
I think it's less than 40 because I bought with less than 40.
Yeah. It used to be 20. I don't know what it is.
I misunderstood that.
I'm pretty sure it's around 20 shekels. But I bought. That's what I. As soon as I buy like that.
But that's the minimum set by Visa, MasterCard, American.
The law of Israel.
I'm saying the law of Israel. The law of Israel says they can say 20 shekels, but they can't say 100 shekels.
I don't know the law.
Is there any way to find out? Is there something that you know? Is that like something that's broadcast there?
Yeah, for sure. It's in law.
I think what are you going to do? You go to the store and be like, sorry, she gave this big eye.
I'm going to call the...
I kind of want to do that. I mean, that's just my...
Yeah, it's just... You know, okay, I'm going to call
a banker.
It's my little what?
Ask a banker. There's a law.
There's a law in Israel.
I mean, you're all learners.
In the credit department. You walk in the bank, go to the credit department, ask what's the legal minimum.
There's a... There's